recording.
Thank you. Today's call is being recorded. If anyone has objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may now begin.
Thank you, Rebecca. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the Cross Community Working Group Drafting Team call on Thursday, the 13th of March, 2014. On the call today, we have Mikey O'Connell, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Alberto Sauto, Don Berard, Chuck Films, Chris, pardon me, that last person disconnected. We have no apologies. From staff, we have Mary Wong, Bart Boswinkle, Julie Hedlund, and myself, Terry Agnew. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you all. Good morning. This is John Berard for the recording. I'm wondering if the work that we had previously done and then codified in the revised charter as distributed by the staff, thank you, Mary, met the needs of each of us. And before we move into a more specific agenda, I'm just wondering, is it likely that everybody on the call would endorse the charter as it exists?
John, Cheryl here. I'm happy to support the charter, but I am concerned that you need to also put it in the Adobe chat because people like Alberto are probably not back on the audio line yet.
I see. Okay. Chuck, how are you on this?
I'm good with it.
Okay, Mikey, how are you with it?
I am too.
And Alberto, we're waiting to get back on the line?
Alberto's typing, so if we hang on for a second, I'll bet he gives us a word through the chat. I think he can hear us on chat even though his phone line dropped. He's not typing anymore.
Is there anybody else?
Do you want to give us a thumbs up or thumbs down in the chat?
And did I miss anybody? Is it just we five?
It's just we five, and John, he's supporting the charter as well. Do you want one of us who can see the Adobe room to run the meeting for you?
Well, I'm thinking that if everybody is okay with the charter, then we've already run the meeting.
Well, should we look at the motion?
Yeah, Chuck and I would like to take a look at the motion and just give that an eye.
John, yes, this is Mary. So what we can do is obviously, you know, you've taken a very clear vote of the members who are attending this call. So obviously we can post a note to the working group to say that's been done and, you know, if anybody has any problems, they should raise it.
Right.
I don't
speak
anticipate
now or forever
anybody
hold their
can
peace.
Do that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
I think that would be great.
But in the meantime, yeah, I will upload the motion and see if you guys have any questions.
I have a paper copy of it in front of me so that I can participate to some degree.
And for some reason, I'm having trouble not sharing my screen anymore. Oh, there we go. So if everybody will just give me 1 second.
This is Chuck. While Mary's doing that, are we going to need a face-to-face in Singapore?
This is John. We've got 15 minutes, 10:15 on Saturday morning at the GNSO weekend session.
Yeah, that's just an update, right? But I was thinking of the meeting that's scheduled, I think, at 8 in the morning later in the week.
There's a slot on the schedule, but you know, I just put a request in, just in case. So it's really up to you folks if you want to.
Well, you know, again, this is John for the record. I think it's a good idea, Chuck, because I think once we have done our work as a drafting team, I believe that we really need to become a bit of a recruiting, a recruitment center for people to participate. And so we could use that slot as a way to generate some enthusiasm for participation.
It's fine with me. I just wanted to ask the question because I did note the slot is on there. And that's the way we had planned it, Mary. So you did what we had expected. So.
Yeah, I think we should
keep
it. It's
always easier to... It's always easy to cancel a meeting than to request one, as I've found.
Right. So let's keep it. And is the draft motion up on Adobe?
Not yet.
I'm having trouble with the upload, so I've actually sent a copy to Terry to see if she can help. Well, what I can do is
perhaps you could just send it out to them. Mary, this is John. Could you just send it by email so everybody can open it up on themselves? Could everybody do that?
Well, yes and no. I can, and then I'll have to reconnect back through to the Adobe. Via mobile, because Adobe doesn't talk to Linux and Ubuntu anymore. So I will switch through screens. It's clumsy, but it can be done. But it does say upload in progress.
All right. Well, this is John again. There are four whereas sections and three resolved. I could read them, and we could discuss each of them.
Yeah, maybe read it to the record one lump at a time.
Sure. I'll read it one lump at a time. Whereas one, in March 2012, the GNSO Council approved a set of initial draft principles relating to the formation and operation of cross-community working groups and directed ICANN staff to solicit feedback on the principles from other ICANN supporting organizations and advisory committees. That's as true as it goes. Number two, in June 2013, the CCNSO provided detailed feedback suggesting further clarifications and possible additions to the initial draft principles. Again, a factual statement. Whereas number three, in October 2013, the GNSO Council approved the formation of a drafting team to develop a charter for the new cross-community working group to take forward and synthesize the initial work of the GNSO and the CCNSO feedback and develop a final framework of operating principles that can function effectively across all SOACs relating to the formation, operation, decision-making, and termination of future cross-community working groups. Again, it sounds factual to me. Anything strike anybody as odd there?
That's fine, John. We actually have
it. And then four, the drafting team co-chaired by the CCNSO and GNSO has now completed its work on a proposed draft charter for this new cross-community working group. So resolve, one, the GNSO Council, now this is the one for me to submit to the GNSO Council, the GNSO Council approves the charter and appoints to be determined as the GNSO Council liaison to the cross-community working group that will develop the final framework. I would expect that others may want to perform this, but if no one speaks, I will fill the spot. I will offer myself up as the liaison. The GNSO Council will coordinate next steps with the CCNSO Council to jointly issue a call for volunteers for the cross-community working group. And again, this could be the focus of the 8 o'clock meeting in Singapore. And resolve three, until such time as the cross-community working group selects its co-chairs for the working group, and those co-chairs are confirmed by the respective councils, the GNSO Council liaison to the cross-community working group shall serve as the interim co-chair from the GNSO. There's nothing really controversial. This is pretty much just the operational motion. But I wonder, does it capture or should it seek also to capture the urgency and enthusiasm that we feel attached to the development of these guidelines? That's a question for the group.
John, this is Bart.
Hello, Bart.
Hi. I have a bit of, say, a concern around the second part of the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I haven't checked it, but I think we need to go back to what the proposed charter is. There is a set of, I would say, not rules, but there is a mechanism in the charter to solicit volunteers.
So you're now looking at Section 3, Formation, Staffing, and Organization?
Yeah.
And which paragraph are you looking at?
No, it's I'm looking at the resolution. The question is whether it depends a bit on how you interpret coordinates. I think if you look at it, and that's my recollection, is that each of the SOs and ACs use their own rules, so appoint members in accordance with their own rules.
Right. So are you suggesting, hold on, let me just add Bart a follow-up. This is John. So you're suggesting that the resolve number 2 should be the GNSO Council will coordinate next steps with the CCNSO Council to jointly issue a call for volunteers for the cross-community working group from other SOs and ACs according to their own rules?
Yeah, something like that, that they seek volunteers according to their own rules. Because then you build in the mechanism to appoint. Say, I know from past experience that each SO and AC has different rules for appointing them. So recognizing this, because this will be more or less a joint motion for the CCNSO
right.
and the GNSO.
No, that's a good point. Mary, can you make that adjustment?
Yep, I can do that, and I'm going to put that in the pod on the right just so everybody can see it. And what I was going to say was that... you know, I think this is a good suggestion by Bart, because when this was initially drafted, it wasn't clear that the CCNSO would consider the exact same motion. But since then, I've spoken with Bart, and what he's suggesting certainly clarifies it. I mean, as he also says, it depends on how you interpret coordinate. So it might argue that it's been subsumed, but this is probably much clearer.
Now, again, this is John. My assumption is that the CCNSO, with adjustment for dominance, so, for example, the number one resolve would be the CCNSO Council approves the charter and appoints to whoever as the CCNSO Council liaison to the cross-community working group. Now, that leads me to a question. Bart, does the CCNSO Council have liaisons?
Not in this mechanism. The way, again, say it works differently, but what I could do, and normally I draft these resolutions for the CCNSO Council, say together with Becky, we'll adjust it to suit the requirements of the CCNSO.
Okay. Do you think that, this again, John, for the record, do you think you can have that conversation with Becky and still meet the deadline requirements for filing for the Singapore?
Yeah, for the CCNSO, yes.
Okay, excellent. All right, comments from...
John?
Yes, sir.
Chuck has his hands up, and Cheryl as well, so you can't see it. Maybe, I think Chuck was first.
Chuck, go right ahead.
I was before Cheryl, and I like the idea that she's following me. That's the important part of what I wanted to say. I just wanted to point out, and this is with regard to the GNSO. I don't know if it will apply to the CCNSO as well, but the idea of appointing members, and I'm supportive of that in the charter. I know we're doing that, but I'd just like to point out that that's somewhat unique in the GNSO. So I don't know that we necessarily have to have anything in the motion, but I would suggest, John, when you make the motion, that you provide a little background of that in terms of that process, because that is a little bit different than normal participation of a working group in the GNSO.
Okay.
John, may I answer Chuck for that?
Go ahead.
Chuck, say maybe you recall at the time when the joint CCNSO GNSO IDN working group was formed, we had a similar kind of mechanism, but that's a long time ago. And I think in the meantime, the rules for the GNSO has changed with regard to establishing working groups. But at the time, there was a paritary membership as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Bart. This is Chuck, and I'm good with all of this. I just think that some people on the council and probably in the audience too will need a little bit of an explanation of the way that it's happening, or the question might just come up, and we just need to be prepared to answer it.
Okay. Thank you. That's good. Again, John, for the record, thank you, Chuck. That's a good point. I do hate to be challenged.
I will remember that when I'm in the audience.
And Cheryl, you're up next.
And I'm on the council. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes, I am, but I saw Mary raise a hand, and it's probably germane to what's just been discussed. So go ahead, Mary.
Thanks, Cheryl. It's just real quick, and just to follow up, as you noted, John, when you do the update to the council, you may want a couple of slides, and I'm happy to work with you on that, as well as with Bart, just to make sure that we check every block. And we can incorporate the point that Chuck just made.
Okay, that'd be fine. Not too many slides, though.
Nope, at most two, probably.
Okay.
You've only got 15 minutes.
Cheryl,
you've only got 15 minutes. You can't have that many slides. Yeah, Cheryl here. Two things. I'm going to deal with my first one first, and then I want to come back to the second point, which struck me as Chuck was making his intervention, and it's the advantage of following him, of course. Number three, and here I am playing the devil's advocate, it is by my reading that, of course, that any co-chairs will be confirmed by the CCNSO and the GNSO Council. I don't know how the ASO will feel about that. I don't know how the ALAC will feel about that. And it's normal practice for working group co-chairs to be somewhat more egalitarianly selected. And yes, admittedly, those from the GNSO are confirmed by the GNSO Council. But I'm just a little worried that might need some softening to be more inclusive, unless you're going to appear to be the only two SOs engaged in the chairing, co-chairing and confirmation of this upcoming cross-community working group. Just wanted to be a little careful there, because you do know some sensitivities are out there. And then but no problem with the service, the interim co-chairs, absolutely none at all. I wondered if the section about the unique part to the GNSO Council appointing liaisons, and for the record, ALAC appoints liaisons as well, so whilst they do different rules, the outcome is the same. And I'm also assuming that this work group will have the usual open policy that GNSO guidelines call for. Whether or not you might want to somehow either reorder that part of resolve one, so have the first resolve go both to the CCNSO and the GNSO is appropriate to themselves, to approve the charter and sort of stop there, then move to coordinate and make the more public call, then move to the administration management, hopefully somewhat softened for how the co-chairing can be done. My guess would be that the existing co-chairs will be the continued liaisons. So we might want to reword that to say that the existing co-chairs, not naming you, John and Becky, but using your current drafting team titles, would work with the same outcome. And then GNSO does its own appointment of we assume you, and I'd be highly surprised if Becky wasn't confirmed from the CCNSO Council. Does that make sense? And I saw Mary again go up.
This is John. Let me just jump in and say that, earlier on, Cheryl, I was not thinking specifically that there would only be ever two co-chairs. I was thinking that in order to secure the hearts and minds of other SOs and ACs, that it would be the right thing to do to have as many co-chairs as SOs and ACs are legitimately interested in participating.
John, I agree, but the words are confirmed by the CCNSO and GNSO councils. You've immediately red-ragged the bulls.
John, this is Mary.
Yeah.
Can I follow up with Cheryl?
Of course. Go right ahead.
And Cheryl, this is not so much an answer to your question, and thank you for raising the issue, because I think that's a really important point that we probably need to chew on for a few minutes. Just to say that at least in the GNSO, and maybe Bart can speak to the CCNSO practice, there is a practice of course, the working group electing or selecting its chair or co-chairs and vice chairs, and then the chartering organization, and so for the GNSO, that's the GNSO working groups, that's the GNSO council, you know, would confirm the appointment. It's nothing more than a formality, you know, in I think 100% of the cases. So that was really why that was in there. It wasn't intended to preclude co-chairs from other SOs and ACs. So you're right, we might need to rephrase that. But just from a procedural point of view, from the GNSO, we do need the confirmation bit.
Yeah. You need to uncouple.
Yeah. Again, this is John just jumping in. And that speaks to how we are trying to navigate the different rules that govern the groups that we're trying to knit together here, right? So we are essentially as the old technology phrase is, we're eating our own dog food in this particular instance.
John, sure. We did manage this with the DSSA, of course. You know,
yes.
This is not the first time we've gone and found some dog food.
Yeah. No, but this is John. My feeling is, based upon the current level and type of activity at ICANN, that the subject of cross-community working groups is more important from a process point of view than I think it's ever been. And
highly contentious, absolutely. But Mikey's got his hand up, and he was part of the DSSA adventure, along with Chuck and me and Bart anyway.
Well, let's hear from Mikey then.
It's Mikey. I wasn't involved in this phase, so I've got some ideas for language that may help here. I think
Mikey, excuse me, are we talking language for the motion or the charter?
For the motion.
For
the motion. I think the charter is fine, and I think the easy way out of this is there's too much in the motion, and it's not relying enough on the charter. And so what I would suggest doing is thinning out the motion a bit, because there's stuff in there that's not really relevant. And so taking number two, I would, instead of saying the GNSO Council will coordinate next steps with the GNSO Council to jointly issue a call for volunteers, since this is a GNSO motion, why not just say the GNSO will collaborate with other ACs and SOs to jointly issue a call for volunteers in the cross-community working group, and ignore all of that coordinating with the CCNSO, and comparable language on the CCNSO side would, the CCNSO would, and if the ALAC wanted to pass one, they could just join that bandwagon too. So that would be my solution to that one. And then the similar approach for number three is again, chop out all this procedural stuff and just say, until such time as the CWG selects its co-chairs for the working group, the GNSO Council will serve as the GNSO interim co-chair, and chop out again all that procedural.
Why not, Mikey, friendly amendment to that, if I may? I wouldn't say the GNSO Council will serve as the interim chair, I would say the existing drafting team co-chairs will serve as.
Oh, I could live with that. That would be That I think is just a process difference. In the GNSO, we leave the liaison in as the chair, but that may be unfamiliar, and I'm fine with that. But you know, my main goal is to take out all of the the extra stuff.
And John, just for the record here, Mary's typed into the chat here, would replacing CCNSO and GNSO council terms with the chartering organisation help to calm down any issues, and I've already said that would help. So I think a combo of what Mikey said and Mary's typed is starting to get there. But you also had Bart with his hand raised, and you had both Chuck and I happy with what Mikey was saying.
Right. Bart, before we jump to you, this is John. I particularly like, Mikey, changing coordinate to collaborate, and I particularly like leaving it more open-ended, as you have, as opposed to suggesting a fine filter of the two councils. So I'm totally on board with what you're suggesting. Okay, Bart, you're next.
Yeah, thank you, John. Now, it's building on what Mikey said. Why not just refer to, say, there is a mechanism in the charter. The CCNSO and GNSO Council adopt these charters. And why not refer to the mechanism in the charter itself?
Yeah.
Well, again, this is John. I think that's fine, except that many people will not read the charter, and they'll react to the motion. And I would like to at least take a stab at promoting what the point we've come to in the motion. I think that we've walked a pretty interesting middle ground in what Mikey has suggested, so that we're not.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Though it's
Okay.
But Cheryl here, it really only doesn't say according to its own rules with the type of language Mikey is doing. There's no harm in putting the reference in, though, John. If they don't read it, tough shit.
That, again, this is John. I don't see any harm in it. It's just that one of the criticisms that ICANN is susceptible to generally is the linking of documentation. So that you read something and there's, you know, two or three links at the bottom, and then you read those links and then there's links at the bottom of that. To the extent that we can create a summary but a complete view of things, I think that would be better for us. Keeping in mind that most of the people that we will be talking to at 10:15 on Saturday morning will not really have been following this as well as the five of us have.
Understood. Mary, do you want to read your revised language that you've got in the notes for us all to make sure we're comfortable with? Because Mary's been doing a great job of keeping us on top here. But just on that, John, you've got links in your whereases. So if you use language that refers to the section in our draft charter, I don't think there's a downside in this situation. But I do hear what you're saying in terms of running down rabbit holes with links.
Yeah. So, Mary, do you want to go ahead and read what you've got?
Sure. And just before I do that, I guess the format and framework for this motion was based on, you know, other recent motions for chartering working groups, which admittedly are purely GNSO ones. So, you know, just kind of a note there. I don't think it, again, precludes us from doing it any differently. So I actually just reread the revised number 2, and I might need some help here with grammar, but I think it captures what we've been saying. So revised clause 2 will now read, the GNSO Council, I guess, or the GNSO will collaborate with the other SOs and ACs to issue a call for volunteers for the cross-community working group from all SOs and ACs, each in accordance with its own rules. And for the revised clause,
before you move on, Mary, Mikey, does that capture the sentiment that you began with?
This is Mikey. I'm going to paste an alternate in the chat. I'm playing my why use two words when one will do game. And what I've done, John, for you is I've chopped off and just said the GNSO will collaborate with other ACs and SOs to issue a call for volunteers.
That here. Sounds forthright.
You know, this is my new game
would
in,
that...
in ICANN land. Fewer words, please.
This is Mary, and I guess, you know, I don't have an issue with it clearly, but I was wondering if it would, if Bart, would that address the point that you made earlier about both referring more specifically to the process in the charter and making it clear that there's not one single way of appointing or selecting volunteers?
Bart?
Might be muted, Bart.
My microphone is out. Sorry. If you would add something and say to Mikey's amendment in accordance with the adopted charter.
Well, but this is John again. I don't want to lose Bart's point earlier because each according to their own rules is a public statement that we are respectful of the differences between the SOs and ACs, that we're not, in this instance, as a GNSO council, trying to align everybody against what we think, but in fact we are trying to collaborate within a field of differences.
And that's the language from the charter, so I think that's fairly, it ties that nicely up, John.
Okay.
So then let me try another version, which would just tack that on again and say the GNSO will collaborate with other SOs and ACs to issue a call for volunteers in each in accordance with its own rules.
Mikey, there's only two words different between what you just said and what Mary's already typed. So what she had typed while you were saying that was the GNSO will collaborate with the other SOs and ACs to issue a call for volunteers for the CWD, each in accordance with its own rules.
There you go. We're good. And then, Mary, you said you have a rewrite on three?
Yes. And so the suggested rewrite for discussion here would read, until such time as the CWG selects its co-chairs for the working group and those co-chairs are confirmed by the chartering organization, with that phrase that I've just read out in square brackets, because we could consider dropping it entirely, comma, the co-chairs of the drafting team shall serve as the interim co-chairs of the CWG.
And this is Chuck. I thought Mikey's suggestion was to drop that bracketed text, but I'm open to whatever everyone wants to do.
This is John. Read the bracketed text that would be dropped. And those
co-chairs are confirmed by the chartering organizations.
This is Mikey, John. I really want to get that one out of there because then we get into a quagmire of, well, by the chartering organizations or the participating organizations. It's like...
Yeah. The CEOs of the DT, the CEOs of the CWD.
All right, I agree. I think, Mary, we're in agreement to take that out.
Now, the other thing I'd take out, because I'm still playing my take words out game, is such time as doesn't need to be there. We can just say until the CWG selects its co-chairs, blah, blah, blah. So I'd take such time as out.
Right. Now, keep in mind, Mikey, Mary is a lawyer.
I know. I've learned that when I go into a draft, when I'm working with lawyers, my goal is 50% word reduction.
Wow.
All right.
And
so
I'll tell you what, I've been batting 1,000 with Lars Hoffman. He is a piece of cake. I've been getting down to 40% word count with him.
Now it's public, man. He's going to have to up his game now.
Well, I was going to say, Mikey, that Lars is a philosopher and I'm a lawyer, but I think we're both working in the collaborative spirit here.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. Hold on one second. What is Lars's native tongue?
German.
So, see, you're tricking us a little, Mikey. Because when Germans create new words, they just jam a bunch of old words together into a new one.
Yeah.
So it might not be a reduction at all.
Yeah, so off target. I'm puffing up my score, aren't I?
Yep. You've lost Credo.
I wonder if I might jump to the end here and suggest that I think we have what we need.
It would appear so.
Yes, I hate to. I mean, I don't want to pull rank here. And actually, you know, I'm not really interested in rushing in to spend $500,000 on a house. But my wife is giving me a bit of a look at this point, and I think I need to begin participating.
We could save you a lot of money if you want.
Hang on, someone else might be just signing up, man. It could be more.
Yeah, and the other thing is he might lose all that money saved in divorce court, so maybe...
Well, that's true.
So, John, I know you can't see it. This is Chuck, but I do agree that I think we've done our test.
Okay.
We got it right now.
So I guess the last question I have is the members of the drafting team, Alberto, Mikey, Cheryl, and Chuck, will you all be in Singapore?
Yep.
And we'll all be in the room, 10:15?
I think it's 10:15. Yes, Mary, 10:15 on Saturday?
I'll need to double check, but I'll add that information to the note that I'll send around to the team in closing the charter and the finalized motion.
Okay.
Mary, can you also put
that we should show up at?
That's it. 10:15 on Saturday morning at the weekend session there at the GNSS.
I think it's 10:30, but I could be wrong.
Mary, if you could confirm that and the 8 a.m. including location, that'd be good.
I will. I will.
Well, look, all, thank you very much for this. My suspicion is that what we have just completed is the easy part.
Oh, yeah.
And so what was it that Betty Davis said? Strap yourself in. It's going to be a bumpy ride. So I'll see you all in Singapore.
Thanks, John. And congratulations on the new house, my dear.
Well, no, not yet, but soon, I think. All right.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, it's Becky. I'm joining just in the nick of time.
Becky, all I need to hear you say is I'm okay with what you've decided.
If Bart's okay, I'm okay.
There you go. We're done. Yeah. All right, I'll see you all in Singapore.
I have to talk to Bart, but I'm sure I can get there.
Bye, John. Go on, leave. Go buy a house. Becky, Mary's going to send a note out that the resolution has been played with, and we think we've probably got it to something that is going to work and work for both GNSO and CCNSO at this stage, and as the two drafting team. That's all that needs to be done, and then it gets opened up for the rest of
Becky, and the most important part is there are no changes to the latest version of the draft charter, so that's good.
Excellent. Well, then definitely we have done the easy part.
Yep.
Becky, will you be putting this through to the council meeting?
Yes, I will, and I will get it onto the agenda right away.
And Mikey was wondering whether the drafting team needed to be in the room for that, and I was about to say, but you can answer now because you're the councillor. CCNSO council meetings aren't normally quite so open and welcoming.
Mikey?
Yes, sir.
CCNSO council meetings are boring.
I was just thinking that if you wanted us there, I'd be happy to come. If you don't need us there, it's fine. But I didn't want to leave that stone unturned.
It's really so much different. But I mean, you know, just to see the difference between that and the GNSO council meetings, you know.
Maybe that's something, yeah.
That's the only reason.
But that's educational purposes.
But in that case, because I noticed that your agendas are just coming out, I think it was yesterday, you'd need to identify, as they have either 10:15 or 10:30 on Saturday for GNSO, you'd need to identify when in the GNSO council meeting this action item was going to be attended to.
I don't know yet. We have a lot of... The council meeting itself is scheduled for Wednesday afternoon at the same time as the GNSO council meeting, unfortunately. And it starts at 4, and it will mostly likely end around 5-ish. Mm. And the CCDSO council agenda has not been set yet. There are a couple of items that need to be discussed and included, and we haven't determined the order yet.
It would just be if Mikey's going to, Mikey, and I'm happy to play as well, but he'd need to know, you know, at 10 to 5 or quarter past 5, quarter past 4 or whenever.
We don't know.
No, I know you don't know yet, but you have a running order. When you have your running order.
We can figure it out and figure out how to put it on and see if we can put it on at the beginning. But just to be clear, those meetings usually go by in the blink of an eye.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is Mikey. You know, believe me, I'm sure you'll understand that I certainly don't need any more meetings to go to. But if you'd like us there, I'm happy to help out. I'm on the council, so I'll have to juggle some stuff. But happy to help.
Mikey, you don't need to be there. If Becky is comfortable in that sense, she's more or less, because she's on the council, she'll propose it, and then unless people really have an issue with it, there will be a vote. There will be hardly any discussion. That happens as part of this, and then, say, the CCDSO councillors are more or less delegated to do it.
And that'll be Becky.
That'll be Becky. It sounds like we have a plan, folks.
Okay. It's very different. It is very different. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks all.
Bye.
See you later.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye, Becky.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all for attending today's conference. You may now disconnect.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.